I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Montana officials are moving toward finalizing rules for the state's medical marijuana industry. That's despite the uncertainty created after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded an Obama administration memo that kept federal prosecutors from pursuing marijuana cases in states where pot is legal. Lawmakers were given a progress report today at the state capitol. Erica Johnston is charged with overseeing Montana's Medical Marijuana Act for the State Department of Public Health and Human Services. She says Montana made it clear through citizens' initiatives and the legislative process they want medical marijuana.
And our agency intends to follow the state law so that people with debilitating medical conditions can continue to access the medicine they need.
Under the Obama administration's so-called Cole Memo, federal prosecutors were directed to leave alone those businesses that comply with state regulations. They were directed instead to focus prosecution on individuals tied to the illegal drug trade. After the Trump administration did away with that directive, it remains unclear what individual state U.S. attorneys general will do. Lawmakers asked Johnston about that. She told the Interim Children, Families, Health and Human Services Interim Committee, Montana is moving forward to ensure patients are offered a legitimate medical product. She says those rules will spell out specifics on inspections, testing, licensing, and tracking.
What is proven to offer a legitimacy to this business and offer a safe product to patients. And I do feel confident that we will achieve that.
Under Senate Bill 333, passed by the 2017 Montana legislature, the deadline to roll out the state's program is April 30th, 2018. Johnston says they want the program to go live by March 19th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.